This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, are you staying?
As of right now, I'm staying, Kev, yes.
As of right now, but are you going to get the things that... Are you comfortable right now saying that you're going to get the things you need and you are going to be at Maryland as the head coach next year and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's... You know, Brian Ullman has been phenomenal. You know, he's the first guy that's actually sat down with me, talked to me, and really found out what my concerns and what I really wanted, you know, because it's not a contractual thing for me. It's more of a program thing for me. And Brian and I are on the same page. He has been awesome.
So that was Kevin Willard yesterday on the Kevin Sheehan Show, 980 AM in D.C. And he was asked point blank, are you there? And he's like, I'm here for now. And so there was a lot brewing yesterday, including a rumor that Richard Pitino was going to be the next coach of Villanova. Well, he took the Xavier job last night, so he will not be going to Villanova. And so Villanova still needs a new head coach.
He went
coach.
To a Catholic school.
Yes, he did. And a Big East school.
Yeah.
So he did go to the, like, Xavier's in the Big East, aren't they? Yeah, that's what I thought. They're, conference movement, just making sure. So he went to the right conference, and he went to the right religious persuasion, but not Villanova. So Villanova still needs a coach. Maryland still does not have a deal done with Kevin Willard. So how are we feeling about Kevin Willard's future at Maryland right now?
Should he stay or should he go? Well, we all want him to stay.
But yes.
This is the part of the equation we haven't really talked about. And as someone who's been paid in some capacity or another to write about sports since he was 18 years old and is about to turn 52. The part that's becoming odd to me, and Beltway Ben would know more about this than me because he's all over the internets more than me about this. Has there been any original reporting about Villanova whatsoever?
No.
Has there been any mainstream reporting about Villanova's pursuit for their next head coach?
No.
There's been none, right?
Porter Moser early on, and then that died down.
Which tells me they're after somebody big time who's contractually can't talk about it and who they have to be careful talking about it. And there's tampering and there's this and that, but everybody's got escape clauses. I'm now, the closer we get to tip off and the fact there hasn't been a single other name linked to this Villanova job, the John Rothsteins, who may have gotten this one real wrong, Goodman, whomever. Like, they're all pretending that this job isn't open.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the biggest jobs in the sport they cover. It's been open for a week, and there's no original reporting about it. That's the part that's starting to freak me out.
Well, when we were talking about this Monday and taking our temperature, how confident are we that that Willard is going to come back, the longer this goes on, the more skeptical I am about him returning. And Villanova, the job's still open. Willard's still talking and putting the feet to the fire for the program. I'm getting less confident the further along in the week we are.
So Kevin Willard, I assume, because I just saw that guys in the East Regional are talking right now. I saw on Twitter. So Willard will probably be talking in about, what, 3 hours, I guess?
He talks at 2:50.
He talks at 2:50? Okay, so yeah. So we're going to hear more from Kevin Willard coming up at 2:50. I do want to bring Beltway Ben in. Because we've been checking the pulse with you. How are you feeling? By the way, University of Maryland, that announcement, dude, that Kermit the Frog is replacing Kevin Willard. No, he's doing the commencement speech at Maryland. So that was a little tone deaf.
Alas, tone deaf are you?
Yeah. Beltway Ben, how are you feeling?
It ain't easy being green.
No.
I would say confidence 1 to 10. I'm at a 1.
Wow.
Daryl Pines... I'm trying to figure out how to word this. Daryl Pines,
a silly guy.
The thing that he did yesterday was disgusting to the fan base. I've said it time and time again that everything going on is disgusting to the fan base. But the closer we get, and again, none of us know the exact negotiations, but it is starting to make me think, and I said it to you guys off air, if they meet what he's asked for, which... SVP went on with PMT and said it's now in Willard's court. Yeah. So it sounds like they're at least getting close to meeting that. This could be a Willard thing, right? Willard, honestly, at this point could be set on going to Nova. The Terps finally meet what he wants. Regardless if he gets what he wants, he still doesn't know who the AD is.
Yeah.
There's so much uncertainty here.
Well, you know where he wants the AD to be. Obviously. Yeah,
well, he's been outspoken about that. But this is just a horrible thing. And again, being the biggest Terps fan around, like, what I should be doing every night is watching Florida, getting ready for the Florida game. And I have not really even been able to put enough excitement into that game because every single day we're dealing with new things. And it's not even stuff that's coming out. It's speculation because Villanova has held it so close to their chest and they're so smart about it, which points to me to one thing. If we haven't heard anything from that side and Maryland is optimistic, it's pretty set what's going on. Willard is either going to screw Maryland or he's going to screw Villanova. Hopefully Villanova, but right now all the signs are pointing to Maryland.
Well, and again, it's created a backdrop that's bigger than this game, at least I think. We do have that poll up that we put up yesterday, the ultimate Sophie's choice.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think as much as a win here would obviously be huge and it would loft this program back into a tier in terms of the final team standing that we haven't seen since prime Gary Williams.
Yeah, first Elite Eight since 02, yeah.
If the coach is still leaving after their next loss and assuming they don't have 2 more wins in them, boy, I think it could get pretty anticlimactic pretty quickly.
This poll's close to going final. I got a couple hours left if you still want to vote on it. IA1057 The Fan on Twitter's how you find us. Another tense day for Coach Willard and Terps Hoops in terms of the future of the program. So, Terps fans, we ask you, if you can only have one of these options, which would you pick? Beat Florida, lose Willard at 61.5%. Lose to Florida, keep Willard at 38.5%.
Let me be clear about something. If Maryland loses Kevin Willard because they are under some delusion about investing in the football program, I will lose it come Monday. I will cheer for Maryland football every week. I will support Maryland football. Maryland football in today's landscape cannot win a national championship. Cannot.
I think you can win a Big Ten championship.
But that's what's all. And I was just about to get to the point. They are pounding their chest about the fact they have a top 20 recruiting class this year. But if you look deeper, they're 10th in conference in recruiting. Like, they are so far behind, and they have possibly the worst stadium in the Big Ten. So, like, it's not like anything's going to change. And unlike a lot of those Big Ten schools, they are in a pro market where a lot of those schools, Ann Arbor, Eugene, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Columbus. Those are college towns. This is not a college town. It's not happening. Whereas Maryland basketball has shown and can show again with the facilities that they have can be a national title contender. So if you're going to bite your nose off to spite your face, then that's on you.
Amen.
We shall see. We shall see. Again, the fact that nobody has anything on this Villanova job tells me that they probably are waiting in the weeds, and they've negotiated everything they need to negotiate with Jimmy Sexton, the representative for Willard, and Willard's going to have a decision to make as soon as this ends. And to Ben's point, he could get everything he's asking for and still just decide it was too much of a struggle and I'm not sure about the AD, so let me just go start fresh at Villanova.
Coming up next, I'm sure you're aware of this, but tomorrow is opening day in Major League Baseball. The Orioles open in Toronto at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Do we have a BBT at 2 tomorrow? Is that what we're doing?
BBT.
No BBT tomorrow. I didn't know if we changed that up. Coming up next, though, six-pack time. Our six-pack of bold predictions for the Orioles this season. We give them to you next here on The Fan.